我们先来读几处的经文。
We'll come and read a few scriptures together.
第一个是在马太福音十一章四到六节。
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4. Chapter 10.
十一章四到六节。
Chapter 11, verse 4 to verse 6. It's actually in your booklet. Can someone pass four booklets to Ying Ying and Lily and Bill? Yeah, the four new booklets. Yeah, just...
Oh, 那我们还是一起来念。
Chapter 11, verse 4 to 6. We read together.
耶稣回答说，
你们去。
把所听见、所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见、瘸子行走、长大麻风的洁净、聋子听见、死人复活、穷人有福音传给他们。凡不因我跌倒的，便有福了。 那第二处的经文我们会念约翰福音。
The second scripture will be in John's Gospel.
第五章三十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 36.
第五章三十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 36.
但我有比约翰更大的见证，因为父交给我要我成就的事，就是我所做的事，这便见证我是父所差来的。再有就是约翰福音十章二十五节。
And John chapter 10, verse 25.
其实在你们的手册里边都有了。
It is also in your booklet.
耶稣回答说，
我已经告诉你们，你们不信，我奉我父之名所行的事可以给我做见证。
下一段我们也一起念十四章十一节。
Chapter 14, verse 11.
你们当信我，
我在父里面，父在我里面，既我不信，也当因我所做的事信我。
好，我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow for another word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们把这个时间恭敬地交在你的手中。
Lord Jesus, we commit this time reverently into your hands.
我们再次来在你的话语中来注目仰望主，我们的王。
May we, Lord, be able to focus our eyes on you, Jesus, our King.
主，当你被举起来的时候，你就要吸引万人来归向你。
For when you were lifted up, you were going to draw all men unto you.
我们在这里要来高举你。
We are here to lift you up.
圣灵在这里帮助我们来认识你。
May the Holy Spirit help us to know you.
圣灵借着你自己圣经上的话来帮助我们更多的来认识我们的主。
May the Holy Spirit help us to know you better as our Lord.
主，求你用恩膏来膏抹讲的、翻译的跟听的。
May you anoint the speaker, the translator, and all the listeners.
让我们同在一个圣灵的感动底下。
That we are under the anointing of the same Spirit.
来享受你的同在。
To enjoy your presence.
来领受你的教导。
To receive your teaching.
更是来经历你的医治大能。
And to experience your healing power.
救我们脱离不冷不热的状态。
Deliver us, Lord, from being lukewarm.
救我们脱离地上许多的偶像。
And from the idols of the earth.
救我们脱离败坏的自己。
And deliver us from our corruptible self.
愿你充满我们的全心。
May you fill us all.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen.
这一节我会跟大家一起来交通的是主所做的事。 This time, I want to focus on what Jesus did.
当然，早期的使徒用了四卷的福音书来记载了耶稣所说跟所行的。
We knew that the disciples of Jesus took four gospels to describe what Jesus has done and said.
在马太福音里边记载了耶稣行过的20神迹。
In Matthew's gospel, it described 20 miracles that Jesus performed.
马可福音记载了18耶稣行过的神迹。
Mark's gospel described 18 miracles.
路加福音记载了20神迹。
And Luke recorded 20.
那如果叫约翰来记载的话呢？
But when John came to record to the miracles,
他说我如果要把耶稣所做的事都写下来，我怕世界都容不下。
He said, if I were to describe to you what Jesus did, then all the books of the world cannot contain it.
但是约翰却非常有意识的选择了八件事情记载在约翰福音的里边。
And yet John has chosen, specially chosen eight signs, eight miracles that Jesus did.
而且他挑选这八件的事情，他非常清楚的与众不同的来述说这八件事情。
And when he described these eight signs that Jesus did,He described them very in particular details.
首先，他没有把耶稣所行的神迹称为神迹。
Firstly, he did not describe Jesus' miracles as just mere miracles.
因为他有一个目的很清楚的说，我写下这些东西，就是要让你们能够清楚的知道。
Because he said, I wrote all this in order that you can.Know this.
耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
That Jesus is the Christ, he is the Son of the living God.
不是单单要告诉你知道，确证他是。
Not just to say to tell you that he is, but to prove that he is.
而且有一个更高的目的是要叫你们可以信他。
And the higher purpose is that you may come and believe in him.
而且因为信他就可以得着永生。
And by believing in him, you may receive eternal life.
约翰好像有这样一个心思。
So John had this thought.
我跟耶稣在一起那几年的当中。
I spent a few years walking with Jesus.
我亲耳听见、亲眼看见、亲手摸过的。
This Man, I personally seen with my eyes, heard with my ears, and touched with my hands.
我可以如实的来告诉你们。
So therefore, I can tell you.
但是我不是跟你讲故事这么简单。
I'm not just telling you a story.
我也不是跟你讲一个历史人物他有多少的伟大这么简单。
I'm not telling you a historical figure and what great things he has done.
他有一个非常清晰的内容在那里。
But he has a very clear purpose.
因为他躺在耶稣的怀里。
Because he's the one who lies in the bosom of Jesus.
他知道耶稣怀中心里所要的是什么。
He knew what was in the heart of Jesus.
因为耶稣来，要叫人可以因他得救，得永生。
Because Jesus came so that by believing in him, people can receive eternal life.
所以在约翰的心思里边，每一逢他想到耶稣的时候
，So in John's thought, whenever he think about Jesus,
他体谅耶稣的存心。
He understand the heart of Jesus.
他说：“你听我跟你讲这些吧。”
So let me just listen to me.
更重要的是，你要信他才可以得永生。
But the important thing is that you must believe in him to have eternal life.
如果你没有信他，没有把他接到你的心里
，If you did not receive him into your heart,
好像我跟你所讲的这些就失去它最重要的意义。
That all the things I'm telling you lost its meaning.
所以今天在这里，我们也怀着同样的心情。
So today as you come here, we have the same heart.
当我们在这里跟你们讲到耶稣是王，而且我们在等候他的国度的降临。
When we are telling you that Jesus is the king, and we are awaiting the coming of his kingdom.
我们心中也是同样有一个迫切的愿意。
That in our heart there is this urgent
prompting.
你能够因接受耶稣进入你的心里，你的生命有真实的意义。
That if you receive Jesus into your heart, then your life have real purpose and meaning.
而且不仅仅是你本身原有的生命意义。
Not only that original life purpose that you already have.
这两天我们的弟兄也一再讲到，重生是一个起点。
But it has to be begin with being born again, like what our brother has shared.
是从主给我们的这个新的生命来起点的。
It began with that new life that God can give you.
那么我想我要很简单的、很快的把耶稣在地上所做的一些事，我们在这里来思想一下。
And therefore, I want to tell you briefly a few things that Jesus did on earth.And we can think about those things.
刚才我提到，约翰福音每次讲到别的福音讲到神迹的事，在约翰这里都叫做那个记号。
In other gospel, when they describe about the miracles of the Lord Jesus, but in John, John called them signs.
因为一个人有自己一个印章。
Because a person may have a mark or a seal that represent them.
以前个人的也好，团体的也好，都需要有一个印章的。
In the past, every individual and usually or even an organization would have their mark or their seal.
那现在我们大概简单一点说签名。
And today we just say, oh, we'll sign our name.
但是你的签名就代表着你承担你所签名的事情的后果。
Because when you sign something, you are basically saying that I'm responsible for what I'm signing for.
以前的中国画家
It's a Chinese painters in the past.
他画完画以后
After they finish doing a painting,
他会在后边印上自己的印章
Then they will chop with their own seal.
所以从一幅图画的里边，我们能够理解这位画家的思想，他的意义在哪里。
From looking at the picture,We can understand the mind and thought process of this artist.
照样的，约翰选择了这八件耶稣所行的神迹的时候
，So when John chose these eight signs that performed by Jesus,
他也是要来显明耶稣是神的儿子这一个重点。
He was to declare to you Jesus as Son of God.
也来给我们看见耶稣的性情是怎么样的。
He also show us what is the character of the Lord Jesus.
我很快讲到在约翰福音记载的那八件事情。
So I'll go through quickly these eight signs that Jesus did in John's Gospel.
第一件事，他在加利利的婚宴上边，当那些请他去喝喜酒的人发现已经没有酒的时候。
First sign is that when he was at Cana of Galilee, he went to a wedding feast, and the people organizing the feast discovered there was no more wine.
那是一个很尴尬的时刻。
It is something quite embarrassing.
那耶稣的母亲当时也是在被邀请的客人当中。
And Jesus' mother Mary was one of the guests, invited guests.
她就来跟耶稣说。
And she came to say to Jesus,
他们没酒了。
They run out of wine.
那后来我们知道，他的母亲讲了一句非常经典的话。
And then, his mother, said something quite, classic.
他转身去的时候，就对旁边的仆人们讲。
When he turned around, he said to the people, the servants,
他叫你们做什么，你们就做什么。
Whatever he says to you, do it.
我常常回想这句话的时候，我非常得到鼓舞。
Every time when I read this verse, I was encouraged.
他要让我提醒，被提醒说，只要是耶稣吩咐我们的，只要耶稣所说的每句话，我们都可以安心的、全然的来接受跟顺服。
In a sense, I was reminded that whatever Jesus says to me, I can with confidence carry it out with assurance that it will be right.
我知道后边耶稣就叫那仆人们说：“你们把六个石缸都给我装满了水。”
And then Jesus instructed the servants to empty 6 water pots of stone.
然后把水装满了石缸以后，就吩咐仆人说，把它舀出来，拿去送到管筵席的那里去。
Then fill the water pots with water and take some out and draw them to present it to the master of the feast.
那个管筵席的主人呢、啊，一试了那个水变成的酒，他完全不知道是水变的。
And when the master of the feast took the wine, he did not realize that it came from the water pot.
他说怎么这么好的酒留到现在？
And he was amazed. Why do you keep this good wine until the end?
一般在喜宴上都是把最好的酒先拿出来孝敬客人的。
He said usually in wedding feast you get the best wine first so that people can enjoy it first.
等到人家吃的都很饱了， 味觉也不是太好了。
And when they are too full and too drunk,
然后才给次好的。
Then you give them the second best wine.
怎么把最好的留到最后？
So why did you keep this the best wine to the end?
圣经说这是他行的第一件神迹。
And the Bible said this was the first sign Jesus did.
显出他的荣耀来。
To manifest his glory.
我们中间有不少在近期结婚的弟兄姐妹。
We have a few couples among us who were just recently married.
在婚礼上，弟兄们常常会给你们讲到这一段故事的。
And whenever you go to wedding meetings, you sometimes hear stories about the Cana wedding.
然后，我们告诉你这个故事是什么原因
？What is the reason we're telling you this story?
是不断的告诉你，你。再好，你的酒总有用尽的一天。
No matter how good your relationship is, like the wine, one day you will run dry.
但是你如果让耶稣来进入你的生活、生命当中
，But if you allow Jesus to enter into your life,
他会把平凡的水变得成为最美的酒。
Then what is common like water?Can turn to something extraordinary like good wine.
其实不仅仅结婚的人需要水变酒。
Not only those who are wedded are needed to have that experience of water becoming wine.
你我的生活都需要。
You and I, our lives also need that.
我们常常说我们的生活平淡如水，没味。
We say that our life is so plain, like no taste.
尤其是我。
Especially myself.
因为我连吃肥猪肉都不沾酱油的。
Even for me, when I eat the fatty pork, I don't even want to dip it in the soy sauce.
所以我太太常常说我这句话，跟你这个人生活毫无味道。
My wife always say that living with you is life is so tasteless.
但是有耶稣在我们家里的时候
，But when Jesus is in our house,
一定有味道。
Surely life will be tasteful.
哪怕最平凡的生活里边都有味道。
Even the most common or uneventful life will have its attractions.
那个味道仅仅因为耶稣说了一句话。
And that is because of what Jesus said.
我相信在你我的平凡生活中，常常有一些事情让我们觉得很枯燥、很单调。
I'm sure that in your life, in my life, sometimes there are things or events that we felt so boring.
但是我们祈求主对我们说一句话。
But may we seek the Lord and let Him say this to us.
然后让我们的生活变得极其的丰盛。
And that our life will change and become something extraordinary.
第二件事是他医治了一个大臣的儿子。
And the second sign he did was that he healed the son of an officer.
就是说他能够把疾病变成健康。
In the sense that he can change sickness into health.
第三件事他所行的就是医治了一个犯了38年瘫痪的人。
And the third sign he did that he healed someone who was lame or sick for 38 years.
这里说明一个事情就是把无力的人变得有力。
So someone who was powerless, who was weak, became strong and could walk.
当然，每个故事后边都有很多事情在启示给我们。
And of course, in many of these signs, there are Jesus revealing something to us.
那在这件事上，我想很简单的提一提就是。
So let me raise these few things about these signs.
就是很多的时候，我们像一个瘫痪的人。
So many a time we are like this person lame and unable to move.
有脚走不了路。
We have legs, but we could not walk.
有手拿不起东西。
We have hands, but we could not lift things up.
我们立志行善，不断的是由我可以的。
And we did decided to do good.
但是行出来常常由不得我。
But things that we actually do is not up to us.
我们的特征是什么？
What is our special unique point?
有一个人经过一番挣扎以后讲这句话。
Someone who has gone through a period of struggle, he said this.
你如果没有试过想要努力行善的话，
If you have never learned to try to do good,
你就从来不知道你根本行不了善。
Then you will never know that you cannot do good.
但是我们常常被宗教观念弄糊涂了。
And sometimes we are being confused by religious sayings.
我们常常以为你只要立志就可以做到。
And they, we thought that if we just decided to do good, we can do good.
我小的时候就有老师告诉我。
When I was young, my teachers tell me.
天下无难事，只怕有心人。
He said that no difficult things in the world, as long as you have a heart to do it, you can accomplish.
但是当你真正的想要去行善的时候，
But when you actually wanting to do good,
你就会发现你行不来的。
You discover that you could not do it.
你越是更多的有人生的经验的话，
The more experience of life you have,
你就会越清楚地觉得在我肉身的里边没有半点良善。
Then you will discover that in your flesh dwells no good things.
宗教人士的问题就是在这里常常出事。
So that's where all the religious teachers has erred.
包括当时犹太的文士法利赛人也是出了这件事。
Including the scribes and the Pharisees in Jesus'
time. 他们会常常的说，我一个星期禁食两次，我所得的捐献了十分之一，我不奸淫，我不盗窃，我什么好事我都做齐了。
They say that I was able to fast twice a week, I was able to give one tenth of my money to the temple, and I was able to live my life without sexual immorality and fornication, I'm pretty good.
当他以为自己能这样做的时候，
And when he thought that he could do that,
其实就是他最危险最软弱的时候，
It's actually he was at his weakest and most
vulnerable. 那些蒙恩的罪人，
But the sinners saved by grace,
却非常清楚地说，
They can clearly say that,
我是愿意得到医治。
I'm willing to be healed.
但是我无力做到。
But I could not do it.
我们需要的是让耶稣来对我们说话。
So what we really need is that Jesus come and speak to our hearts.
耶稣对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
So this man who was lame for 38 years, he heard Jesus say, rise and take up your bed and walk.
他站起来就走了。
Then he stood up and took his bed and he walked.
当然背后有一个很不幸的事。
And of course what happened afterwards is quite unfortunate.
就是因为那天是安息日。
Because that day was Sabbath day.
所以那些宗教热心的人就说，干嘛你安息日拿东西走呢？
So the Jewish religious people was questioning him, why are you carrying something to walk on the Sabbath day?
这是律法不许可的。
This is not lawful for you.
但是那个被治好的人却说，
But he answered and said,
那一位叫我拿起褥子走的人叫我拿。
He who made me well said to me, take up your bed and walk.
一旦你遇见耶稣，
When you met Jesus,
他一定不是叫你去遵守什么安息日的规条。
He is not asking you to obey any Sabbath day ordinances.
他一定要你在他的话语成为你的生命和力量的同时起来行走。
He wants you to rise up and walk because he wants to be your life and your strength.
第四个神迹。
The fourth miracles.
他用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千个人。
With five loaves and two fishes, he was able to feed 5,000.
除了在外边有这样一个很叫人惊讶的事实。
And so with this outward amazing signs that he did.
但是他跟着下来去警告那些因着看见他能够变饼济众的人说。
And but yet he warned those people who saw his changing bread and multiply them.
你们到我这里来不要单单因为看见吃饼能够得饱。
He said, do not come to me because you can have bread to eat and your hunger be filled.
耶稣要医治的是让人心灵那一种的饥饿，生命中的饥饿是更重的问题。
But Jesus is here to solve the hunger of our human soul. That is even more important than having food for our body.
今天我们很多基督徒停留在一个这样的状况。
Many Christians today remain in such a state.
我们只是看见我们外边的困难，外边的需要，外边的软弱。
We saw our outward difficulty, our outward needs.
我们常常觉得解决我外边的事情，我就心满意足。
He said, if my outward circumstances can be changed, then all my problems will be solved.
但是耶稣从来没有用这种外边的满足来叫人满意过。
But Jesus never used the outward, good circumstances to help you.
他却很清楚地对那般的人说
But he said to them quite clearly,
我是天上降下来的粮食。
I am the one who came from heaven, the bread from heaven.
人只有吃了我所赐的饼才能够有饱足。
And man has to take me in as their bread in order to be satisfied.
而且才会永远的饱足。
And can be eternally satisfied.
我不知道你到底以前经历过多少主为你做的奇妙的神迹。
I'm not sure how many miracles that you have experienced from the Lord.
但是你要记得的是，主耶稣要进入你的内心，住在你心的深处，让你永远的保住。
But please remember, Jesus wants to enter into your life, be your life, and be your satisfaction.
我们的粮食唯独在主这里才可以得到。
So our satisfaction can only be found in Jesus.
第五个神迹。
The fifth miracle.
是耶稣在海面上行走。
Is Jesus walking on the sea.
海上突然间起了大风暴。
And suddenly there was a huge storm.
门徒们都觉得没命了。
And the disciples thought they are going to lose their life.
然后他们叫醒了耶稣。
And they call up Jesus.
耶稣只说一句话。
And Jesus only say one word.
他说平静的吧。
He said, be calm.
然后风就停了。And浪也停了。
Immediately the wind and the storm cease.
那这里也给我们看见。
Here we also see that.
主耶稣能把我们一切的惧怕充满了风暴的环境让我们得着安息。
So when we are going through the storms of life, because of Jesus, we can receive peace.
你说我已经信了耶稣。
You say, I have believed in Jesus.
肯定我以后一生的道路就非常的顺畅。
Surely all my life will be full of smooth goings.
啊，天天出太阳。
Every day will be sunshine.
没有狂风。
There will be no storms.
样样都很平和。
Everything will be smooth going.
但是这件事也告诉我们没有那回事。
But in this story tells us that no such thing.
当时耶稣就跟门徒一起在船上。
Jesus will be with the disciple on the boat.
有人会问，如果耶稣在你船上，怎么竟然会遇到风暴？
How would there be any storm if Jesus with you on the boat?
所以这里也提醒我们。
Here he tells us that, reminds us that.
在我们生活的风浪的当中。
In the storms of life that we will be going through.
不要怀疑主的恩典和他的同在。
Do not doubt about Jesus' grace and his presence.
很可能经过风浪，你更清楚地经历了耶稣是大能的赐平安的主。
And perhaps going through the storms, you discover that Jesus is the one who could calm the storm and who could help you with his mighty deeds.
第六个奇迹。
The six miracles.
就是耶稣开了一个生来瞎眼的人。
The Lord Jesus opened up the eyes of someone who was born blind.
当时发生的事情其实很简单的。
So what happened at that time was quite simple.
因为社会上经常有一些瞎了眼的人，或者这个病那个病的人在路上。
There were many people who were sick, like blind or lame, and they would be on the streets.
那当他们在走路的时候，门徒看见一个生来就已经瞎眼的人。
So when the disciples saw someone who was born blind,
他们就有一个的问题。
They have a question.
这个人生来瞎眼，是谁犯罪？
They asked Jesus, this man was born blind. Who sinned?
很简单的道理就是，疾病、死亡都是罪恶所带出来的。
Because they think that all sicknesses and death arises out of our sins.
那这一个生下来就瞎眼，为什么？
So this man was born blind. Why? Did he sin or did his parents sin?
我相信有宗教热心的人会在这里找很多的文章来做。
So perhaps many of those religious people will find many things to write about.
去研究他为什么会瞎眼。
They will try to study why did this man born blind.
但是就算你研究出个结果来，这个瞎子还是瞎子。
But even if you have a conclusion of your study, this man will remain blind.
但是耶稣面对这样的情形的时候，
But when Jesus faced with this situation,
他做了一件事。
He did something.
他就开了这个瞎子的眼睛。
He opened up the eyes of this blind man.
然后跟着就发生一连串很精彩的对话。
And afterwards, there are some exciting conversations happening.
因为耶稣开这个瞎子的眼睛那一天又是安息日。
Because it was also on the Sabbath day that Jesus opened up the eyes of this blind man.
我有时候很担心哈。
Sometimes I'm worried.
有宗教热心的人往往会走得完全跟耶稣不一样的路。
Those people with religious zeal, sometimes they walking the opposite way to Jesus.
我们到底为着什么在这里来中心呢？
So why are we here?
刚刚一个多星期前我到中国去。
More than a week ago, I went to China.
一面我非常感谢主这十天给我的保守。
I thank God for his keeping for that 10 days in China.
也给我很多的学习。
He also gave me opportunity to learn.
我在中国见到许多很宝贵的弟兄姐妹。
In China, I met with many precious brothers and sisters.
他们在很艰难的环境中，他们在自己平凡的工作岗位中，不断的为耶稣做见证。
They were in very difficult situations and persecutions and work environment, but they preached Jesus.
后来我被邀请到一个聚会中去跟他们分享。
So I was invited to go to a meeting and to share with them.
给我印象很深。
It really deeply impressed me.
他们非常非常的热心。
They were zealous for God.
聚会早上八点聚到下午四点没停。
They will start meeting from 8 o'clock in the morning and non-stop meeting until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
如果你从这个外表看起来，你会非常佩服他们。
So outwardly, if you're looking at them, you really marvel at them.
但是他们有一种非常严谨的规矩。
But they have very strict, rules.
在他们聚会的当中
，in their meeting，
姐妹们跟弟兄们必须绝对分开。
They actually have the sisters and the brothers sitting separately.
如果摆饼的时候，姐妹们不能点诗歌。
In the breaking of bread meeting, the sister cannot call out a hymn.
你要点诗歌，你要写了个纸头递给那边的弟兄帮你点。
If you want to call a hymn, you need to write down the hymn number, pass it to a brother so that he can call out for you.
他们当中有一位长老。
They have an elder among them.
每个要起来摆饼的人必须说他上个星期为什么没来。
And everyone who wants to stand up and break bread, he must tell everyone why he did not come last Sunday.
然后我跟他们其中一个长老后来聚会完聊天。
So I had a bit of a chat with one of the elders after the meeting.
我承认他们非常非常的爱主。
I must confess they love the Lord.
但是很可惜的是，他们爱这些宗教规条更多。
But they actually also love those religious ordinances more.
来谈主的事，大家都非常高兴。
They are very happy to talk about the Lord.
但是他马上会问我一个问题。
Then quickly he asked me.
在你聚会的地方，姐妹蒙头吗？
He asked me, in your meeting place, did the sister cover their heads?
我听说他们如果年轻人结婚，绝对不许穿婚纱。
And I heard that even the young people, when they got married in their meeting, the young people are not allowed to wear wedding gowns.
因为婚纱太暴露了。
Because they say that the wedding gowns could be too exposing.
所以我心里非常非常的纠结。
So in my heart, there's lots of questions or something that I couldn't understand.
后来我对那位年长的弟兄讲。
Then I said to the elderly brother,
我说弟兄啊，我们到底持守的是什么？
So I asked, brother, what are we really holding on to?
他说六个根基。
He said six foundations.
我相信你们都听过的。
I believe you all heard them before.
以前在我们当中也这样说过的。
We all have heard being preached about this.
我跟他说不是。
I said no.
我说六个你所谓的根基是 ABC。
I say the six foundation you refer to are ABC.
是基础知识。
They are actually the beginning.
根基只有一个。
But foundation could be only one.
耶稣说过，他就是根基。
Jesus said he is the only foundation. Paul said,
只有基督是根基。
Only Jesus Christ is our foundation.
别的都不是根基。
No one else, nothing else.
如果我们想在基督之外还有根基，我相信我们都在走宗教的路。
If we think that apart from Jesus, there are other foundations, but then we are walking on the religious way only.
这个瞎眼的人眼睛被睁开的时候。
So this man who was born blind when he received sight.
因为他触犯了安息日。
But he was healed on a Sunday, or on a Sabbath day.
宗教领袖不热心吗？
And the religious people, they are jealous for God.
他们热心的可以把圣经倒背给你听。
They can even recite the Bible backwards to you.
但是他们到处在遵守一些外在的东西，以为自救叫做忠心遗嘱。
But they are following some external rules and ordinances, thinking that they are faithful towards God. So they have a conclusion.
耶稣不是从神来的。
Jesus is not from God.
因为如果从神来的就不会犯安息日。
Because they think that if Jesus is from God, he will not offend the Sabbath day.
我巴不得年轻的人能够意识到这些东西。
I really hope that young people can understand this.
你的信仰不是因为父母告诉你该怎么做，你就成为基督徒。
That the faith that you have is not because your parents telling you this is what you must believe, and therefore you became a Christian.
常常去参加聚会，你就是个好基督徒。
You think that you go to meetings all the time, that therefore you are a good Christian.
你真的要让耶稣在你心里教导你。
You need to have Jesus teaching you.
耶稣看重人的价值。
Jesus emphasized on the value of a person.
看重人的真实。
He wanted to see the reality of your heart.
如果你抓紧的不是耶稣。
So what you are holding on to if it is not Jesus.
而是一些别的方法。
But other methods, other things.
你知道这件事后来耶稣指着这帮人讲了两句话。
So Jesus said to this group of people who persecute this blind man, two things.
他说我来叫瞎眼的可以看见。
He said, I came so that the blind can see.
但是叫那些自以为看见的瞎了眼。
But those who thought that they can see, they will be blind.
千万记得我们的信仰只在耶稣。
Please remember, our faith can only be on Jesus.
没有别的
，no other things，
其他都是因为耶稣在你里边而产生出来的果效。
All the other things are just the fruits or results of Jesus being in you。
第七件神迹
，the seventh miracle，
主耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活。
Jesus caused Lazarus to rise from the dead。
这一个奇迹说明耶稣能够用生命来克服死亡。
This sign shows us that Jesus' life can swallow up death.
拉撒路的故事也很特别。
Lazarus' story is also quite special.
圣经一开头就明明地说
The Bible beginning describing this.
有两个姐妹，一个叫马大，一个叫玛利亚，是耶稣非常非常喜欢的人。
There are two sisters of Lazarus, Mary and Martha, that Jesus really loved.
因为根据历史的记载，耶稣去耶路撒冷的时候，常常不是在耶路撒冷过夜的。
Because the Bible shows us that whenever Jesus goes to Jerusalem, he will not spend the night in Jerusalem.
他是在伯大尼玛利亚的家里过夜的。
But he will go to Bethany and stay with Mary and Martha's family.
因为这里有一个家庭，他们是非常的爱耶稣。
But here is a family who love the Lord Jesus.
不仅仅是爱耶稣，是凡事尊主为大的。
Not only they love Jesus, but they also honor Jesus.
我为什么能这样说呢？
Why did they say that?
可能别的人请耶稣去到他家里是去做客。
Perhaps some others may have invited Jesus as the guest of their house.
但是这两姐妹把耶稣请到家里的时候是让他做主人。
But when these two sisters invited Jesus to their house, they let Jesus became the host.
甚至两姐妹有争执的时候，有觉得你做不对了。
And even when the sisters have any arguments,
他们还会告状告到耶稣这里来。
They will actually go and tell Jesus.
你可见他们跟耶稣的关系多密切。
So we can see how close their relationship is with Jesus.
我每次读福音书，我真的越读越觉得，道成了肉身，有血有肉有感情。
So whenever I read about Jesus, I say this is a man, the Word of God who became flesh, and he has truly has his human virtues on display.
他不是死板板的，让人看见他就远远的站过去，尊尊敬敬的站在旁边。
He is not someone who calls you to stand far away from him sternly.
他喜欢你，喜欢我，看见他的时候就跑过去拥抱他。
He would like you and I to be able to see him and run over towards him and give him a hug.
他从来不会嫌你身上的衣服脏不脏。
He will not be concerned whether you are wearing dirty clothes or not.
他也从来不会嫌你对他够不够礼貌。
He will never care about how courteous you are towards him.
他照着你的本相要接纳你。
Just as you are, he wants to receive you.
而且他更重要的是，他要你用心来跟他来。
And more importantly, he wants you to treat him the same way he wants you to use your heart to receive him.
好了，有一天这两姐妹的弟弟生病了。
So one day the brother of these two sisters was sick.
还生了重病。
And he was very sick.
然后两姐妹赶快差人去见耶稣。
And so two sisters send people to call Jesus.
对耶稣说，你所爱的人病了。
He said, the person you love, he is sick.
他们想耶稣肯定赶快就赶回来。
They thought that Jesus heard that, he will straight away try to quickly hurry up to go and see Lazarus.
耶稣听见这消息就在所在的地方人停留了两天。
But when Jesus heard about this news, he remained in where he was staying two more days.
连他的门徒不理解。
Even his disciples did not understand.
这两位平时就知道主耶稣非常非常爱他们的姐妹也不理解。
This two sisters who knew Jesus loved them, they could not understand too.
所以我们看见当耶稣来到村庄的时候。
So when Jesus came into their village,
拉撒路已经死了四天。
Lazarus has already been dead for 4 days being buried.
所以当姐妹来见耶稣的时候第一句话其实就是质问。
So the first things the sister asked Jesus was actually a rebuke.
你为什么不早点来?
Why did not you come earlier?
现在太迟了。
It's too late.
很多时候我们也会这样对主在我们身上所做的事。
Sometimes we even say this to the Lord.
我们觉得这个时间很宝贵。
We say time should be precious.
为什么耶稣好像一直在浪费我们的时间？
Why did Jesus keep wasting our life?
为什么不能一件事一句话就解决？
Why can't he just say one word and solve all our problems?
他明明爱我。
He loved me.
我也知道。
I knew that.
但是为什么许可死亡临到我的弟弟？
Why did he allow death to come to my brother?
在我们生活中也许有些事
Perhaps in our life there will be something that happened
发生到一个地步我们觉得没有挽救的可能性
That we felt there's no way to turn things back
但是耶稣回到村庄了
But when Jesus came to their village
他就对他们说
He said to them
你们把他埋在哪里
Where did you bury him?
他在没来之前曾经跟门徒说这句话
So before he came, he said to his disciples,
他说我的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。
He said, my friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, let us go and wake him.
门徒们当初都不知道这个睡了其实是已经死了。
The disciples did not understood what Jesus said. They thought being asleep equal to being dead.
到了那里他们才发现。
And when they arrived, they discovered that.
所以当耶稣
Lazarus is dead.
把拉撒路从坟墓里边叫出来的时候
So when Jesus called Lazarus to come out from his grave,
一个死了四天的人走出来了
A person who was dead for 4 days came out.
这一个神迹主要要告诉我们耶稣是生命的源泉
These signs tells us that Jesus is a source of life.
死亡对他毫无权柄。
Death has no authority over him.
所以我们昨天也有提到。
So last night we mentioned that.
他来藉着福音把死亡废掉。
So through the gospel, he will destroy death.
他要我们这些本来死在罪恶过犯中的人都可以因着他活过来。
That we who were dead in sins and transgressions can be made alive because of him.
而且是活生生的重新在人的当中做见证。
And to be able to be a living witnesses for him among men.
所以难怪福音一直告诉我们
No wonder the gospel keep telling us.
没有一个罪人的罪太多，他无法赦免。
There's no one sinner's sin so great that he cannot cleanse them all.
没有一个生命太糟糕，他没办法挽回。
There's no life so terrible that he could not restore.
只在乎你我愿不愿意让他来干预你我的生活跟生命。
What matter is that whether you and I willing to allow him to come and interrupt our life.
我接五分钟。
Let me take 5 more minutes.
最后一个神迹。
The last signs.
就是打了满网的鱼的神迹。
And that is the sign of catching a full net of fish.
当时主耶稣已经从死里复活。
At that time, Jesus has already risen from the dead.
但是也不知道为什么彼得那天在家里觉得没事干。
That day, Peter was bored.
他就跟他的伙伴们说，我去打鱼了。
He told his friends that I'm going fishing.
结果有七个门徒跟他一起去打鱼。
And seven other disciples said, we'll go with you.
那圣经这样记载的，打了整夜，一条鱼也没打到。
So they fished for the whole night, they caught nothing.
等到天快亮的时候，
When it's about dawn,
耶稣站在岸上跟他们打招呼。
Jesus standing on the shore was waving at them.
问他们说，有吃的没有？
He said, children, do you have any food?
然后因为复活的主耶稣，门徒们对他的认识不再是凭着肉体。
Because Jesus is the risen Lord, the disciples can no longer recognize him as in the past.
而是在以灵里的启示和光照。
They need to now know him through the revelation of the Spirit.Not just by with their eyes. 当耶稣在岸上跟他们讲话的时候， So when Jesus was speaking to them on the shore,
约翰就意识到是耶稣。
John straight away knew that was Jesus.
然后彼得一听见是耶稣，就跳到海里去，游到岸边去。
And Peter heard that it was Jesus, he just took off and jumped into the water.
我们知道后边发生的事很美妙。
We discover what happened afterwards is quite amazing.
耶稣为他们做饭给他们吃。
Jesus cooked breakfast for them.
然后在他们吃饭的时候，
As they were eating,
他一直用爱在关注着他们。
He has been caring for them with love.
你知道当时的门徒曾经因着耶稣被捕而四散。
We knew that the disciples was once being dispersed because of Jesus being captured.
特别是最勇敢的彼得竟然三次否认了主。
Especially Peter, who was supposed to be the bravest of them all, he denied the Lord Jesus 3 times.
他心里肯定充满了许多许多的懊悔。
And surely he has so much regrets in him.
主耶稣带着满满的恩典和怜悯回来挽回他。
So the Lord Jesus came to try to restore Peter and to full up his love.
所以主耶稣在吃饭之后就特意的在众人面前问彼得说。
So especially after the meal time, in front of others, he asked Peter,
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你爱我比这些更多吗？
Do you love me more than this?
彼得起初他说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
And Peter said, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
我常常为着这件事很感恩。
I'm really thankful for what happened or what was described here.
一个人会跌倒的。
A person who could fall.
一个人会失败的。
A person can make mistake and fail.
但是我们不能许可撒旦告诉你神不要你。
But we do not allow Satan to come and say to you, God do not want you anymore.
我们不能许可撒旦告诉你你永远被弃绝了。
We cannot allow Satan to tell you that you are forever rejected.By God,
耶稣来寻找彼得。
Jesus came to look for Peter.
用三次的问话来激发他心里那个诚实的向着主的爱。
And 3 times he tried to encourage Peter by asking the question.
他同时也让彼得知道。
He also allowed Peter to know that.
虽然你可以立志要爱我。
Even though in your heart you set up your mind to love me.
你甚至可以说我就算为你死我都愿意。
Even you promised that even to death I will follow you.
但是我要让你明白你的能力就如此而已。
But I want you to know that that's all that you can say.
你守不住的。
But that's not what you can do.
你没办法持守你这样的信念的。
You cannot keep what you say you are promising to do.
你要能够继续的爱我只有一件事。
If you want to love me, there can be only one way.
只有主的爱能吸引你，能维持你，能挽回你。
Only the love of the Lord can maintain you, sustain you, and help you to do what you say you want to do.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们记得。
So brothers and sisters, please remember.
我们需要有一个对着主的忠心。
We need to have a heart faithful towards God.
但是我们仍然需要存一个谦卑的心对主说。
But we also need to be humble and say to the Lord.
只有你才知道我心的真正光景。
Only you knew what was in my heart.
我说我爱你。
I say I love you.
但是我守不住。
But I cannot keep it.
只有你能保守我直到那一天。
Only you can keep me until that day.
保罗很开心地说。
And Paul said.
他那时候已经在监狱里边准备被砍头了。
He was in prison. He was ready to be martyred.
他能够很开心地说。
But he said.
我知道我所信的是谁。
I knew who I have believed.
而且我相信他能保全我。
And I knew that.
直到见他面那一天。
He will keep hold of what I have committed to him until that day.
巴不得我们每个人都是门主保守爱他直到见他面那一天。
May all of us be kept by the Lord and to be able to love him until the day we see him.
时间的关系，我必须停在这里。
Because time, I must stop here.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，你在地上行了那么多的事，只是要证明。
Lord Jesus, you did so many things because you want to prove that.
要证明你就是神差来的我们的救主。
That you are our Savior who was sent by God.
你行那么多的事，你警告当时的人说。
You have did so many miracles and you warned the people of your time.
哪怕你们想不通，但是你们看见我所做的事，就可以信我是。
Even though you do not understand, but if you look at the things that I did, you should believe.
主啊，那时候你曾经责备一般的人说。
You rebuked them and said.
我如果没有在他们中间行过别人没行过的事，他们就没有罪。
If I have not done all these miracles that no one else did, then they are not being held accountable.
但如今他们看见了，他们还不信，他们的罪就无法逃脱。
But yet today they saw what I did, yet still do not believe, then they are not escaping.
主啊，在你还给我们的机会的时候
，the judgment, Lord, as we are given many opportunity,
让我们能够悔改。
Teach us to repent,
来接受你的救恩,
to receive your salvation,
来接受你做我的救主,
to receive you as our Savior,
来尝到你那个不放弃的爱是何等的美妙,
and to taste of that love from you that is never allowing us to go free,
来开我心中的眼睛,
open up the eyes of our heart,
来让我一生能够满足,
that whole life, our whole life we can be satisfied,
能让我瘫痪的意志手脚都能够被你使用动了起来,
that my laying feet and hands can be being empowered and be able to be put to use again.
主，你当时做事，你今天还在做事。
Lord, you have done your work in the past, you will continue to do your work now.
愿你这个今天也在我们中间做事。
May you do your work among us today.
让我们的心被你抓住。
That my heart be captured by you.
让我们的心因着你，我们就低头敬拜说，我的主，我的神。
That we can bow down to you and say to you, our Lord and our God.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣名。
We pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.